It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Okay, what do the hunting camp, the barber shop, the recliner, and the remote control all have in common? Well, according to author Jim Twitchell, they're all artifacts of a disappearing space, the places where men go to hide. Professor Twitchell, who teaches advertising at the University of Florida, has been exploring the idea of what he calls man caves, the last places where men can go and be, well, men. He joins me now to talk about his new book, Where Men Hide, which features photographs of favorite male haunts. Jim, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Now, I gotta say, almost uniformly, these are really kind of grimy, dingy, not fun-looking places. In fact, I'm looking now towards the beginning of your book. There's a picture that's simply labeled Duck Blind, North Carolina. I can't imagine a place that would be either too cold or too hot or too uncomfortable or too many bugs. I mean, why would someone even want to spend time in a place like that?
When I looked at Ken's photographs the first time, I thought to myself, boy, these are the grimiest places. I think to some degree, where men go are to places where women don't feel comfortable. And so he feels, okay, this is a place I'm protected.
Guys hide?
I think guys hide, at least in a different way from women. Women seem to be happy to separate, go off with other women or with children. But men seem much more circumspect. It's much more an event when men get together to do whatever it is that they're going to do together, whether it's make war or play sports or just separate.
Where would they go?
Well, in the first part of the 20th century, I was amazed by this statistic that the average middle-class American working man would very often spend up to 4 hours a week in the company of other men at his lodge, whether he was a mason or a moose or an elk or an eagle. He worked all day with other men, and then when he had a chance in his free time, he went right back to that group, except now not to work, but to fraternize.
And so those fraternal organizations went away, what, replaced by college fraternities?
Well, certainly they went to college fraternities, but even college fraternities are really nowhere near as vibrant today as they were even a generation ago. In fact, really many of these places that men used to go now have evaporated.
Okay, so where can us guys go to get away?
Well, one of the places we go is into the car, especially at the beginning of the SUV. Almost invariably, the ads had blackened windows, a guy getting in, maybe with one other guy, and just taking off. In fact, my favorite was, I think, for an Isuzu, where the guy actually hears the disembodied voice of God saying, go farther, go farther. He goes into the woods deeper and deeper. And then finally, the last scene, we see him on a raft heading for a waterfall. And the disembodied voice says, oops, too far.
Now, you even explore the crawl space where Saddam Hussein was found. You seem rather nostalgic in your write-through of this.
You know, it's terrible, but I think Saddam had it pretty close to the ideal. He goes down into this little hidey hole, and he waits for the storm to pass. And then he had his upstairs house, too, where it was a terrible mess. But you could see that he had been cooking stuff. He had a copy of Dostoevsky. He had a book on the interpretation of dreams. So he has his upstairs life. And then, you know, when the earth starts to rumble and the bombs start to fall, up goes a little trap door and down he goes like a mole. Interesting, because men hide when they have a chance to downstairs. And all these like opium dens and all these gambling caves and speakeasies, we always imagine you walk downstairs below the ground to get to them. I think that's kind of the male place to go to pull the curtains.
Yeah, Jim, I got to ask you about this. You put in your book a picture of your own little office that's tucked away at your summer camp. I got to say, this really looks like the picture of adolescent rebellion. I don't know how old you are, but I'm looking at, let's see, an ad for cigarettes. There's way too much junk on the desk to really get anything done. The bedding that you have in there looks like it would not be terribly comfortable, and it just sort of has a really ratty, tattered look to the thing.
You're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, this is, if you ever wanted an image of arrested development, this is it. Yeah, it's a lot of trash. It never gets cleaned up. Nobody wants to go there but my guy friends. Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but I feel very comfy when I'm in it.
Yeah, you know, in your book, in fact, you devote a little prose as well as the picture to this. And I'd like you to read from the point where you say that men particularly like your office.
Okay. I know that this space is special to men. Not only do I entertain occasional passers-by who tell me how nifty it is, but whenever I go to big box stores like Lowe's or Home Depot, I note those little prefab sheds in front getting smaller and smaller, like Russian dolls. These sheds are supposed to be for tools, but I suspect they are also so the man of the house can find a house he really can be man of. The small ones are rectangular. The large ones look like Quonset huts. They often come with a door and little windows, just like a child's playhouse. Sometimes they are done in the style of a log cabin. In ads, they are invariably populated by men.
And so you write, you suspect that they are also so the man of the house can find a house he can really be man of. Is that the bottom line?
Well, you go and take a look. But my suspicions are it's space that this guy is looking at because he knows it will be his space. All other space in the house and even in the garage is up for grabs. It used to be that a man had a cellar. That's where his tools were. Or he had a garage. That's where his car and engine was. But now we've lost the cellar, and very often the garage, well, he can't work on the car. The car's much too complicated. So maybe these little sheds out in the corner of his life is where he goes for respite.
Jim Twitchell is professor of English and advertising at the University of Florida. His new book is Where Men Hide. Jim, thanks for coming out of hiding.
It was my pleasure.